This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. Well, guess what, guys? Leftovers are back, and they're better than ever. Picture a leftover with a chaser, with a kicker. I got Indian food, pop that puppy in the fridge. Guess who's adding microwaved Indian food to the leftovers to make it seem like I added a whole extra more meal? Now we're having leftovers, and we're adding sog paneer from Trader Joe's. But my brain's thinking, this is all from the leftovers. I'm adding a supplement and having a full meal because of that.
What just happened?
Well, Caitlin, every week I do the show.
I understand.
I say something perfect that I did.
Oh, good for you.
Show's called Perfect Person.
Oh, okay.
And the premise is...
I thought I was here to see Ira Glass. I'm confused.
Oh, no. It is going to be me.
Okay. Oh, well, and you're wearing glasses.
We're sort of in the same... Yeah. In the same sort of wheelhouse of sorts. But I'm joined by Caitlin McGee. You obviously know Caitlin from literally fucking everywhere. Star of Ohm Economics. You're saying this, but literally...
But literally, it was canceled.
Star of Ohm Economics. Star of the Monk movie.
Sure was.
Featured in Grey's Anatomy.
Watch out.
And also, and something we really have to get into, you were in Modern Love.
I was.
With Dev Patel.
I was.
And way before I met you, I was like, that's the best actress ever. And then we meet, and I'm thinking, wow, you look familiar. Uh-oh, we're friends. You and my wife are very close friends. That was Caitlin.
That was me.
Yeah. You were there.
That was such a beautiful experience that I don't know that I'll ever replicate. It was so... lovely. He's a lovely man. Unsurprising.
He seems phenomenal.
Yeah.
And also that scene is like maybe the best scene ever. It's so fucking good. You're so good in it.
Thank you.
And it, I think about it all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And it really was one of those auditions that I did in 20 minutes and didn't think about for 2 months. So it was wild when they called me and I was like, huh? Like you just, cause you have to not think about it or else you'll obsess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I didn't even look up that it was John Carney who did Sing Street, which is a wonderful movie. If you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I didn't look it up because that makes me too nervous.
Sure.
So sometimes I've walked into auditions and I'm like, oh my God, it's a really important person sitting in front of me.
I probably should have thought about it.
I should have like looked up what you've done.
In the car, just like jamming a music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's actually, that was my idea to come here. I didn't look up anything that you've ever done because I was like, I don't want to get in my head.
You don't want to get in your head about the fact that I actually had Will Whitwer on the show.
Whoa.
And you don't know who that is.
No fucking clue.
Personal friend of mine.
Oh, that's nice.
Not a famous.
It's a great name, though.
Absolutely.
I feel like his parents planned that.
He did. WW?
Yeah.
I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, you have to ask.
Did your parents know that your last name was Whitwer and they did a Will before?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Caitlin, you're on the show today and people are thinking, okay... I see. They're about to give advice. What makes you perfect on the show today to give perfect advice to the callers that are calling in to get your advice?
In a relation?
Honestly, did
or
you
generally?
Think, and I just have to, just a quick, did you think this was a relationship advice podcast?
I actually didn't know.
Close friend of mine.
Yeah, thank you. listen, but we both have small children.
We do both have small children.
And so time is... it's morphs into nothing. It's oatmeal.
Time is a flat circle. Time
is a flat circle. It is. What makes me perfect? Well, I've kept a children alive for 17 months.
Pretty huge.
That's fucking huge.
That's wild.
That's hard because she tries to kill herself every single day.
Oh my God. So does my son.
Well, constantly. Juju, also,
active.
Our lives are like the same in different fonts, or at least... Me and her wife are the same in different fonts.
100%.
Birdie, my dog's name is Gertie.
Really similar.
Like, literally, like, Sarah and I often show up wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
We toured something.
Yeah, you guys
together.
Were touring something.
We were touring
a tennis court
together. Which I thought we were going as a joke, and she was so bought in. It was not a joke to her.
Yeah, no.
But when we showed up, we were wearing identical outfits. We were wearing sundresses with the exact same hat. And then she was embarrassed because she was like, I saw you wear this hat and I bought it and I didn't think that you'd be wearing it today. And I was like, and we both had our children. We were wearing our children named Juju and Junie.
Yes. Very, very similar names.
It's criminal.
Similar dogs. It's really
criminal.
Funny.
I can't tell if it's just because we're millennials or because we're just in alternate universes of each other.
I think it's that.
I think it's the latter. Yeah.
It's that we're in alternate universe versions of each other.
Of course.
Multiverse
yes.
style.
Multiverse. Yeah.
So obviously you're perfect because you've had a child.
Yeah, of course.
I would also say you're perfect because you starred in Grey's Anatomy.
Let's use starred.
Sorry, capital S.
Giant quotes. You know what's crazy about that is that people bring that up to me and I had a full-blown anxiety attack on that set.
You did?
Yes, because my first day I was upside down on an OR table and I was literally like, that show is like tight running ship at this point.
They've been
I
doing
was
it for like, fucking ever.
Yeah, for literally millennia.
Yeah.
So I think I was in season, oh God, like 13 or 14.
Sure.
And
height of the show.
At that point, did you really?
No, I said height of the show.
Oh, height of the show.
What
I thought you said I did the show. And I was like, that's crazy.
No, oh, I fucking would die. I
if
wish
you were a
that
dead
I did
body
the show.
On that show.
I would, if to be a dead body, prodded by the local
oh
interns of the year
yeah.
would be a dream.
The hotties of yeah. that year.
They always do a new crop of hotties.
New crop of hotties.
I know.
But yeah, I was upside down on an OR table and I was like, I think this is where I die. Like all the blood is rushing to my head. I couldn't think of a single fucking line. And I'm supposed to be on the OR table, like crying, thinking about my son. And I was just lying there with a like camera this far away, like up my nose hole.
Oh.
And I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Why are you upside down? Because that's what the shot needed.
It was, yeah, it was part of the scene was that something with my cervix.
Oh.
And I had to like be in a certain angle because that was the like, that was the procedure that they needed to do.
And but, what doctor was on was operating on you? Was it Arizona?
It was Arizona. Okay. Yeah. This was post losing a leg, so it was way later in the because she lost a leg.
Yeah, she got in a plane crash and lost her leg.
And lost her leg.
For those who don't watch Grey's,
yeah.
She got in a plane crash and lost her
leg. Yeah. And a couple people died. They really like cleaned house in that episode. That was
no,
wild.
No, brilliant move. They just said, let's crash this fucking plane, guys.
Start over, dude.
I like
light this ship on fire.
Light this puppy up.
Start it over. New crop of hotties.
Yeah. Every couple seasons, although I haven't watched the most recent season, but I've heard it's coming back.
I have not, but Ellen is gone, right?
I think she's gone, but she's maybe still does the voiceover.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like doing her voiceover at a house in Malibu.
Yeah.
She's kind of cashing that check.
Which
and doing
house?
It. Am I right?
That bitch.
One of the most wealthy TV actors of all time.
And now just like enjoys her family with a butt ton of money. Like that's kind of amazing.
Enjoying her boats.
Just enjoying. She has so many boats.
She has a fleet.
She has a fleet of boats.
Well, Caitlin.
Yeah.
We have got to get to the callers.
Okay,
today.
Let's go.
People have called in and obviously they need our professional advice.
Of course.
And I need people to know at home that if you like the show, then you can freaking rate and subscribe it so you catch every single episode, honey. And if you can't get enough of the show, if you're like, I can't get enough of the show, well, guess what? Now you can by joining the Patreon, getting the extended cuts of every single episode. They're entirely ad-free, as well as bonus episodes on Friday where I call back people from the show and find out how their situations turned out.
Ooh.
After my advice.
Oh, I love that.
So I give them guidance. I advise them. I counsel them. I give them borderline therapy.
Yeah.
Illegal therapy. Non-tax deductible.
You have a microphone, so I think that's like basically a license.
Having a microphone is better than having a scalpel.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I thought we were talking about therapy.
And I've been operating on people against the law.
Yeah.
And I need people to know that if you join the Patreon, you get all that in more and it's juicy and it's fun and it's flirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, we said inappropriate things before this started.
We
so
certainly
I
did.
I feel like you should watch it.
It's gotcha journalism
just for that.
At its finest.
It's really
you
weird.
Said, are we rolling?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to need to give some people some calls back here.
Miles, my partner and I are planning to have a baby and our friend is going to be the sperm donor. We're trying to like do it DIY as cheaply as possible. So I was just wondering if you had any advice on how we get all of the baby ingredients into the baby oven. Thanks. Bye.
All right.
I'm so excited to talk to this person.
We're going to need some more details on how they're getting the bun in that oven. And we're about to get them.
This call is being routed by Google.
That's right.
The cost of this call is 1 cent per minute.
I will accept the charges.
Okay, so we'll talk this.
Hello.
Hello. You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back because you need help getting the bun in that oven.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
I'm here with Caitlin McGee.
Hi. So nice to meet you. Good luck.
Hi.
Star of Home Economics, thanks. Now streaming on ABC Plus. But we're gonna need some more details. First of all, where are you in the world? Because this call got that sweet, sweet coin, baby.
I live in Scotland.
Scotland. Whoa. Okay, interesting. Now, what? That's hot.
That is not physically, but
thank you.
Yeah. Like sexy.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a sexy place.
It's a sexy place to live.
Definitely not physically hot. In any way.
Chilly, rainy. Can you give me some more details on what's going on in your life?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My partner and I are getting married soon, and we plan to start having kids, hopefully a year or so after we get married. We've thought ahead quite a bit, so we like kind of have all of the things lined up. But I'm always just like thinking about the logistics of the actual like putting the bun in the oven part of it.
Yeah.
Are we talking like, first of all, how close are you to this friend who you want to be the sperm donor?
Yeah.
My fiance is very close to him. Like they go way back. They're very good friends.
So she would be carrying, correct?
Yeah.
And you said my fiance is very close. Are you not close to this person? And do you like this person that's about to put a bun in your wife's oven?
Like I know him, and I think he's cool.
Okay.
Like I think he's cool. We don't live in the same city, so like I haven't spent a ton of time with him. But like I don't have any issues with him. I think he's cool. I'm happy with the plan.
So basically, you're saying he's a very attractive person and you want your baby to have his genes. Is that what we're hearing?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
We'll go
that's
with that.
Good.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
That's a really good,
that's good
story to go with.
Yeah.
And now, okay. So the actual, you said you wanted to do this as DIY as possible. Yeah. Now, how do you imagine this going and what do you need advice on?
Cause we have children, so we're familiar in making
and how
them.
To do it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Right. So I would like some new like ideas of how, without the donor and my partner physically having sex,
right?
Yeah.
Like, what other options are there? What else is that? What other ideas do you have?
I can see why you would hesitate. I think that would make anyone pause.
I think that makes sense. You're like, feels like you guys are trying to look through a loophole here.
Except, I will say, are you familiar with the movie The Big Chill? Because they do it in The Big Chill.
They do.
Yeah.
I am not familiar with the movie The Big Chill. I will definitely be adding that to my list of media where this happens that
I'm
trying to reference.
It's Kevin Klein. It's excellent. It's Jeff Goldblum's in it. It's an all-star cast. But I will say, I'm pretty sure that like a turkey baster works.
Okay. So I'm about to reveal a story here.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. So
is this how you made Juju?
Okay. So... All right, so this story I don't think I've shared before. Basically, Okay, so
I'm sweating.
Me and I'm like, sweating.
What's gonna happen?
Okay, so me and Sarah are trying to get pregnant, right?
I don't know, so. Yes,
we're trying to get pregnant now. Okay, so we haven't given you a fake name yet, by the way. Caitlin, okay. Can I get a fake name?
Veronica.
Me and my wife are trying to get pregnant, and basically, Sarah is very neurotic, doing all the research, looking for all the sorts of different ways. Sarah finds a company that basically sells.
Oh no!
Basically sells syringes.
Oh.
Like for this specifically.
Yeah.
Because basically, okay. The idea of being.
This is actually a crazy story that might have good advice in it.
It does.
Like, so far, I'm very interested. Yeah.
Now, when you're trying to create a baby, mm-hmm. you're obviously getting down with it just constantly.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
On a sketch.
You're like, yes. In this week, I need to sort of get into it as much as possible so that we can increase the likelihood that this dog's going to find that ham. You know what I mean?
Fucking ew.
That was disgusting.
Checks out exactly.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Dog finding the ham. Yeah.
So Sarah finds this company and she says, look at this.
Of course she does.
This is because Sarah's very like, okay, well, obviously we have to try all the outlets. We have to do the most optimal thing possible. And if there's a product, she's going to buy it.
Yeah.
So we have this little thing and it's a syringe. And I'm like, so what do you expect me to do with this? And she's like, well, you can create your magic.
Yeah.
And then you sort of pour it into this little syringe.
In what way?
What
is that different from traditional intercourse?
The idea being that the syringe, you're able to kind of get it up there and then release it so that it is like more optimally targeting a specific area.
Right.
The idea being.
That's
so
okay.
Insane.
So Sarah, yep. Sarah hands me the syringe and I'm off to sort of do my magic.
You did it.
Oh, and I did. But I did have to, knock on the door because I was basically like, I don't know if I could do this in the room with like this is so medical, right?
No.
So I'm sort of I was in our closet toilet. Sarah turns the TV on, just watching the loudest TV show of all time. So,
I like actually can't believe you're telling this right now.
So I was,
and you're just gonna listen to this someday and be like, this is how I was conceived.
Yeah, that's an important question. Like, was that the golden ticket?
Yeah, yes.
That was what did it? Oh my God. That's what did it? That's insane. Listen, we learned something new today, Veronica. And also, we learned that this is how you can make a baby.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, wow. That's really informative.
Or no, you know what it was? She was watching TikTok really loudly. And I was like, hey, babe, you gotta turn down the TikTok.
Listen.
I'm trying to sort of do something in here.
I'm trying to focus in here.
So basically, yeah.
Get that syringe. Sarah will, after this podcast, we will email you the link to send syringe.
Yeah, so basically there's a syringe
A syringe and really loud TikTok.
Really
loud TikToks. And basically then.
But he has to be close by. It's got to be fresh.
You know,
it's got to be fresh.
He's got to be in the room
that
over.
That stuff doesn't keep. It does. You got to.
Don't put it in the fridge.
Don't
just toss that puppy in the fridge.
Okay.
Toss it in the freezer.
So this is a solution that does not include. Now, you have to, if this is sort of the plan, does this person know that this is what he's doing? Is he aware that he's the sperm donor?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So you got to make sure he's not
like tricking him into it or it's not a trap.
Surprise! So,
you're the daddy now! So basically, yeah, you just got to make sure that, he's like down with the cause and then he's in the other room nearby. Yeah. And that, you know, you guys are in the other room.
I will say just like legally, he doesn't like want.
Yeah. Also should work that out.
Yeah. That's actually the only thing that I don't think that you should DIY is like he would technically have like paternal rights. So maybe just get a quick document.
But you can get
The laws here are a little different. So that's all kind of
are you
like,
are you all
loosey-goosey?
Okay. Oh, okay, good.
Nice.
Scotland is like...
Scotland's like, guys, who cares?
Who the fuck cares?
Everybody raises these kids, man.
Is that your Scottish accent?
Yeah, that's my Scottish accent.
Everyone raises these kids.
Everybody raises these.
Yeah, spot on.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
But yeah, find the syringe.
Yeah.
And,
okay, find the syringe.
Do a wee bit of Googling.
Do you think you could have done that for not your wife? Like, if you heard TikToks in the next room and it wasn't, you didn't know it was your wife scrolling the TikTok.
No. I'll also say, I mean, now that we're just on the subject, that I'm just sort of spilling all. Yeah. I also went at one point to a medical facility to sort of get my stuff checked out.
Right.
And it was just humiliatingly medical. Just a humiliating
experience.
Did they
have the, like, paper porn magazines? Because...
it's all terrible.
Yeah.
No paper. There was a flat screen TV with a remote covered in saran wrap. Just the most graphic.
That's horrific.
No,
that's
it was horrible.
That's how, like, people are coming into the world.
Putting my specimen into the window. She says, actually, the window's not closed. Actually, and I had to go back in and reclose the window. I come around to the front desk. She goes, you put it in the window? Okay, let me grab it. Holding it right in front of me, just writing on it.
What if it was like a weird color? And then you were like embarrassed. You're like,
I was embarrassed. I was like, I don't like you holding this while I'm here.
Yeah.
She was holding it being like, oh, this is it. Looks like it.
She's like, oh, this is more yellow than it usually is.
Oh my God, crikey. This is more yellow.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
No.
Medical professionals, like, holding your samples while they're talking to you is one of the worst experiences
it is.
I think that any human can have.
It's true.
I did not love that.
No.
But anyway, yeah, invest in the syringe, have that puppy in the next room over, and you're good to go. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Veronica.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I think we should flag this as future trauma for your child.
Absolutely correct.
100%.
He can't listen to podcasts.
No.
No, not until he's 18.
He just learned to walk.
Exactly right. He just learned to walk.
Except for as soon as he did, he's like off and running.
Oh my God, I'm sweating so much.
Yeah, that was insane. I can't believe that you told that. I feel so honored to know.
Absolutely.
That's insane.
It's a crazy story.
I will say, when we were trying, I read something about... like elevating yourself, like similar to my traumatic Grey's Anatomy experience. I elevated myself like that. And I used to call it marinating, which my husband really didn't like.
It is all very medical.
It's
all very funny. And, and the way that babies come into the world is so
insane.
So funny. Like, especially when it's not like
romantic.
Random happenstance. Like, oh my gosh, we had sex once and we got pregnant. When it is like, we'd like to have a baby.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is so hilariously unromantic and very
so unromantic.
A lot of laughs to be had.
A lot of like calendar invites.
A lot of
hey babe. Hey babe, did you see the Google reminder?
Yeah. Recurring.
7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, you better get ready.
My temp is right.
My temp. Yeah. She also, at one point, I was in the bath. She runs in. She runs in and goes, Miles, you have to get...
Oh, because of the sperm. You're frying them.
You have to get out of the tub. And I was like, what? And at that point, I was taking like a bath a day. I was taking so many baths.
That's a lot of baths. You're like little Victorian woman.
During the pandemic, I was taking 2 a days sometimes.
Listen.
In the tub at noon. Tub again at 8.
Your fingers must have been,
by the way,
permanently pruned.
Guarantee you that in the tub is where I first watched the episode of Grey's Anatomy. Because I would watch Grey's Anatomy on an iPad in the tub.
Yeah.
I would do a little bath.
Yeah.
And I would Epsom salt soak.
Have a little treat yourself.
And I would just enjoy myself. And I would watch, during the pandemic, I watched all of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. So Grey's Anatomy was your survivor.
That was my survivor.
Yeah.
But anyway, wow, what a call.
What a call.
We've got to get to some more here.
I really want to follow up if that worked.
Oh, I
love how I was immediately worried about like the legal implications. I was like, make sure he's not going to be like, that's my child.
No, that's important. And we've actually had calls on the show about that type of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what is your relationship with somebody after you donate sperm?
Yeah.
We had somebody call in, and it was really, really interesting.
Ooh.
I haven't talked to that guy again, but I think I got to give him a call back for the Patreon.
Yeah, we need to know.
It was really wild.
That is wild.
All right. Well, I think that we're going to need to get a little bit of more information on this call.
Hi, Miles. I accidentally said another guy's name while doing the nasty with my fiance, and we haven't talked about it really since. Tough. But I need your advice. Okay, bye.
The not talking about it is the worst part, because now it's like building.
It's building, and he has thought about it.
Also, what's the name? I want to know, like, who the person is.
Gordon Ajeev. Some really weird name.
Some really. Are we back to Icelandic people?
We are.
Jorgen.
Jorgen Fleen.
Jorgen.
I know. I do. Yeah. Mm. Especially if it's somebody this person knows.
That's the tricky thing.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Thanks for calling for Reversing. You, we're obviously here to call you back.
No idea. Oh, my God. So fucking excited.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very sweet. Thank you for calling in. And I'm obviously here with Caitlin McGee.
Hello, hello.
Star of the Monk movie.
So nice, oh my God. You. It's so nice to meet you. I love that you keep throwing that out. Well, frankly, Sarah's a huge Monk fan. It is a big deal in your house.
It is a big deal in my house. Well, we're going to need a fake name for this caller.
Yes.
Can you give me a fake name?
Oh my God.
Yennefer.
Yennefer. Please tell me what happened and what was the name that you screamed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's really, really embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the show Survivor?
Whoa! That is crazy! Caitlin is the biggest Survivor
fan. Did you scream Jeff Probst?
No. So we're in the middle of watching Survivor Season 6, which has Rupert in it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you know Rupert.
I know exactly who Rupert is.
Yeah.
You screamed Rupert.
What a name to scream.
We need to get a visual of Rupert. Yennefer, can you please describe Rupert? Because in my recollection, he's a scruff man in tie-dye. Oh,
boy. Yes, that's exactly it. He's kind of like Grizzly Adams.
Yes.
Oh. But he's not cute. And he wears tie-dye.
But he's like a man of the land, which has its sex appeal.
No,
like
that is. And so Rupert kind of does it for you, Yennefer, I would say.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Right, we're doing it, right? And I'm just like, I don't know what. We were both really high, too.
That'll do it.
And we were both high. And I was just like, I'm so hot. Like, you're so hot like a pirate. like Rupert.
Wait, you said you're like Rupert, or you were like, oh, Rupert?
I was saying, like, he's like Rupert, like a sexy pirate.
First of all, Rupert. We have sex different, because that's a full-blown conversation. That's
hey, like, how you doing? You're just like Rupert.
Hey, you're just like Rupert, babe.
I know.
Oh, man. I have so many more questions.
Do you want to keep imagining Rupert, do you want to look it up?
I'm going
to
pull up.
I think you need to see this person.
I just Google what? Rupert
it's
Survivor?
It's important. Yes, he's the only Rupert that's ever been on Survivor. Yeah.
All right,
also,
Rupert
Yennefer,
Survivor.
I'm not kidding. He asked me at the beginning, would I ever have a podcast? And I literally was like, I would have a Survivor podcast, but I feel like there's too many voices in that world. I love Survivor.
Okay.
I love Survivor so much. I applied. So I really want to go on.
Rupert, oh my God. Keep applying. Keep applying.
Rupert, like,
I will.
Yeah.
This is fucking crazy.
It's the most insane person you could have picked.
Yeah, Rupert looks like Hagrid.
Yes.
From
Hagrid in tie-dye.
Hagrid in tie-dye, but like,
I know.
He
has the hairiest shoulders I think I've ever seen on a person, as I recall.
Grizzled, a man of the woods, of the forest, and he's 60.
The way he catches fish.
Yeah, it's sexy. It's sexy. I get it.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And he loves his wife so much.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like, you know what? He's probably, you know.
He does. You know? He loves his wife.
He's probably,
and have you seen when he goes on with his wife later? They're on a season together.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so good.
I love this sort of you're watching like really old seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
It's a show that's has endless rewatchability.
I am.
Okay, got it. So you say this, and what is the reaction in the room from your fiance?
He just is really taken aback. We're both like zooted. We're zooted, right?
Taken aback. What do you mean by
we're
that?
We're just kind of laughing.
Okay, you're laughing.
Okay, laughing's so good.
Like, I was on top of him.
Thank you. Please paint a picture. We need a visual.
Yeah. So, right. I was on top of him and I was kissing his chest and I said it and I was like, oh my God, what did I just say? And like kind of realized in the moment. And I don't know if you guys have seen One Piece.
I am familiar.
He loves One Piece. And I was like, why didn't I say Luffy? Like, I'm making pirate comparisons.
Oh my God.
And I should say Rupert and not like Luffy. And we're both just laughing. And I mean, it continued. It was a good time. But
hey. Do you feel like he's still thinking about this?
Yeah.
I just don't know if I should bring it up again.
Well, if you were laughing in the moment, maybe make like a bit of it and get him like a tie-dye tank top.
Exactly
and
be like, what I was thinking.
And be like, dress up like Rupert and like lean in.
Oh my
Instead
God.
Of avoiding it, I agree. Just lean in. Like,
yes. This is a funny
pop
thing.
Pop an edible and wear that tie-dye, babe.
I think that being like, I actually got something. God. I got a little something for myself and I get something for you too. And then you kind of
time
like-
Time to get more comfortable.
Time to get more comfortable and you put on a tie-dye. I think that's a really good move here. Because also you said there was laughter in the room. Even if he's kind of like, that was weird. Like, does she wish I was a pirate like Rupert? Like, this will break the ice in a way that is totally fine and funny.
Okay.
Also, of all people, Rupert is like very wholesome. If you had said like Ozzy, who's
Ozzy's so hot though.
It's fucking criminal. Also, he has an OnlyFans. Not that I've watched it.
Okay, I know.
You definitely have.
Actually, a friend of mine sent me a screenshot.
A screenshot,
and now our Survivor thread is called Ozzy Fans.
Whoa,
because he has an OnlyFans, and I thought that was pretty clever.
Got to get that bread. Got to be surviving somehow.
Yeah, listen, he's got to figure it out. He's done every reality show. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, reality TV stuff.
Yeah,
but if you had said that, I feel like that would have been worse because he's like so objectively attractive. Rupert is like wholesome. Yeah. He loves his wife. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good comparison.
You're just like Rupert.
Yeah.
Like, Rupert, you love me. Like, Rupert loves
you, his wife.
Is devoted to his wife.
Catch me like a fish.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe start with some sushi. Start with some sushi.
I got some aphrodisiacs. I got a just like a raw fish.
I caught it myself with my bare hands.
Caught it in the river.
Whip out that tie-dye tank and just get at each other.
Get at each other, okay, Yennefer?
Actually, a great idea. I think it's a good idea.
Yennefer, I have so much hope for you. Good luck.
I have a big dreams for you, Yennefer.
Okay. Yeah.
And I appreciate you calling in. You're the absolute best.
Thanks. I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great day. And I've literally been calling for since you started.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
And I'm so happy.
Thank you so much for listening. That's so sweet of you. And I hope you have the absolute best day.
Okay, you too. Oh, okay, bye.
Bye, Yennefer. So sweet.
So sweet. And also I felt like we were inconveniencing the first caller and that one like really.
Yeah. She really was excited about it.
Did you feel like that too?
When we got, she was like, hello. And I was like, is this the wrong number?
I'm pretty sure you called us.
One time we had a spam caller call into the show.
Oh.
And it was when I was taking live calls and they were just like, I'm doing a survey. And I was like, how the fuck did you get this number?
No. Also, literally every single time, Patrick makes them so uncomfortable with spam calls. He's like, do you feel good about tricking old people out of their money?
Oh, when they're
it's so aggressive.
Yeah. No,
but
yeah,
I'm like, get at him, babe.
Get at him, babe.
Fucking get at him.
Oh, when they're like the clear scammer. Like people get scammed out of like 20 grand. They'll scam old people.
Someone did it to my grandma years ago.
God.
She thought I was trapped in a prison in Jamaica.
Oh, no. That's
someone
so
literally
terrible.
Called her pretending to be me. Like crying and like a crying young girl's voice, like sort of sounds the same. I was in college and I got a call from my dad being like, are you in prison? Because Nana thinks that you've been taken captive and like you broke the law and you're in prison and you need bail money.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the most fucked up thing? My poor
it's
little
so
Nana.
Fucked.
It's fucked up and people do it all the fucking time.
It's like such a common. So I guess they just knew you.
I think they just try old people and assume they have a grandchild.
And then
they didn't know my name.
So they cried and they were like, and she was like, oh, is it, Caitlin?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Oh, God. What fucked. A fuck. That's totally fucked up.
I know. So I really like when Patrick makes them feel bad because I'm like, sometimes they don't know, too.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, do you know that you're scamming people? And sometimes they're like, no, I believe in this product.
There's a scam. There's people on Twitch who do scam call things where they hack into the scammer's computers.
Oh, I love that.
And so, like, they'll get on the scam call and they'll be like, oh, wait, what do I do? Because they need to access your computer in order to, like, get your bank account, whatever. Yeah. And then they rehack them and, like, take the money.
Get them.
And the people freak out. And it's really awesome.
That's
to watch.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Or they'll like, because it's all about these gift cards. And basically, they'll be like, okay, get the gift. And then they'll take the gift card and then they'll spend it because it's real money that exists there. And it's like, yeah, they kind of get them back. It's
oh,
really
I love that.
Satisfying.
That's like the guy that sends glitter bomb packages.
Mark Romer. Yeah. No, he's great.
Fantastic.
He's fucking huge.
Like, just fart all over
him. Fart all over him. Glitter is bad, too.
It gets everywhere.
And it's like,
inside every crack.
Speaking of microplastic.
Oh, my God.
It's the original. Glitter is the original microplastic.
I bet I have so much glitter in my system. Just like in my veins.
Absolutely. My mom, art teacher.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of glitter going on.
Yeah.
And she would always be like, I feel bad for all the... Because then eventually people were like, we should stop using glitter because it's actually getting in the river.
Yeah.
It's getting in the ocean.
Everything gets in the ocean.
My mom felt so hurt. She was like, I can't believe I've used glitter these years with my students.
Bless and her.
Now I think there's like biodegradable glitter, which feels like a bad idea because you're like, look at my arts and crafts project. And it's like rotting.
You're like, it'll go away eventually.
It'll be dead soon. Oh my God. Okay. We got to take another call here.
So recently my friend confessed a secret to me and now I just feel like icky about it. Thanks.
Ugh, I'm such a sucker for gossip.
I know, me too. But I read an article, aka watched a TikTok, that said that gossip is good.
Speak on that.
Yeah.
You said gossip was good?
No, gossip is like important to
society.
Society.
I agree with that. Yeah. There was an article.
As long as it's true, I think, right?
Well, slander is also good for society.
Talking shit is good.
It's good.
Full stop.
We on this podcast actually specifically, people call in all the time. And I sometimes, something I've started doing recently, is I have to kind of gut check whether I think they are the bully. Which is a really weird position to be put in because like at the beginning of the show, people were calling in, they were like, oh my gosh, this person is like really being crazy and whatever. And then sometimes now I'm like, okay, but
are you gaslighting them?
Are you gaslighting them? Or like, are you guys calling in playing the victim, but you're actually the aggressor? And that's happened a couple of times where it's like, oh, like people might call into the show because they want to have something to do. And they're like, they're exaggerating. And it's like, well, but maybe Jacuzzi. So
it's like
weird...
the I am the assholes where it turns out that they are in fact.
But it's rare. If you go on
it's
there,
so rare.
Most of the Reddit am I the assholes, they're like not the asshole.
They're
not
also
the asshole.
Wild. I want all of those really people crazy. To cut everyone out of their life.
No.
When it's like...
Well, it's also the unreliable narrator.
I know, that's probably true.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of think that everyone having a mouthpiece to the internet... Not necessarily a good thing always.
No, it's not.
Or like those TikToks that are like, hey, okay, so this crazy thing happened and basically everyone in my life is totally toxic and it's like, I think you might be the problem.
You're the problem.
Even though this has a million lives.
Yeah. Isn't it like if you leave the house every day and everyone's a jerk, then you're the jerk?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Look inward, people.
Look inward and find love.
Find love.
But we're going to have to find the goss.
Oh my God.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello.
Hello. You called Perfect Person and I'm here to call you back. I'm here with Caitlin McGee.
Hi.
Oh my God. I'm going to like poop my pants.
Oh my God.
Don't poop your pants, girl.
Wear a diaper.
Wear a diaper. But
okay.
We're going to need a fake name for you. It's coming right from Caitlin.
Oh my God. Penny.
Penny, it is great to hop on the phone with you.
It.
Now, first and foremost, we're going to need to hear that dirt, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. It's like such a stupid story. okay, so...
This show is built on the backs of stupid stories.
Yeah. Listen, this is an educational program, so...
It's just like, it's like a thing where it's like a non-problem, but it's a problem to me, like, emotionally. So, like, I have two friends. I've both known them. So my one friend, known her since, like, we were freshmen in high school. We're now, like we both just turned 25. So known each other for a very long time. And recently, we, like, all went out for New Year's and stuff like that. And then, like, maybe like a week or so ago, I went to a concert with her and she pulled me aside and was like, hey, I like have to tell you something. And I was like, oh, what is it? And she's like, oh, so I've been secretly like hooking up with like our mutual like guy friend of like around the same amount of time. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. It's like thinking of like, not my parents, but like teachers almost. Like it's gross to think about that. And I just don't know what to do with the information because I'm like, I don't know who to talk to about this. And then also because I would talk to her. And it's not my secret to share, but it's just like gross. And I just like am sitting with it and it's like icky.
She's cheating on her partner. Or she's just hooking up with a mutual friend of yours.
No, she's just hooking up with like a mutual friend of mine, which is like really weird just because like it feels very incestuous, like as a group.
Okay. Well, okay. First of all, okay. So
there's a lot to unpack.
Okay, Penny. Well, I just want to make you feel seen here.
Yeah.
I remember my two best friends, my friend, I guess I should bleep their names.
Yeah.
I have two best friends in high school.
I'll bleep it for you. Go ahead.
My friend.
Beep.
So stupid. I have two best friends in high school, and it's a guy and a girl, and we hang out all the time. We are a trio. It is the best. It is fucking cherries and donuts. And Three's company. And the girlfriend, I was like, oh, okay. Like, she typically dates women, whatever. Like, we're all just best friends. This is great. And then suddenly, one day, at the end of senior year, I'm in Bye-Bye Birdie. I'm playing Conrad Birdie. It's raining outside. They say,
oh my God.
They say, we have to talk to you. We go outside and they say, we've been hooking up, but we don't want it to be weird. And we just want to make sure that you feel included. And we are hooking up.
And then they both kissed you. And
then they both kissed me.
They're like, now you're in
color. And it was sort of this weird feeling where it was like, okay, I thought we were the three amigos.
It changes the dynamic.
And unfortunately for you, there's not a lot you can do about it.
Yeah.
Because hornies are going to horny.
Yeah.
They're going to horn.
They're going to horn up. And I think the unfortunate, is it like a three-person friend group or how many people are in this group?
Okay, so there's like four of us and the other person is also like a guy. And so it just like now, like nobody else knows, but like, you know, me and like the two of them.
Yeah.
But like, so now it just feels like when we hang out, it's like, oh, I'm like on a double date, but not a double date and nobody knows. And I'm just sitting here like, oh, this is weird. Like, I don't like watching guys interact with each other anymore.
Okay. Why is it a secret?
Yeah.
I don't know why it was like really weird. Cause like I said, like it happened at New Year's and then like 2 months later in February, she was like, oh, I have a secret. You can't tell anyone. You're the only person who knows besides like the guy.
Maybe it's like more attractive for them to do it in secret.
Oh, maybe it is more attractive for them to do it in secret.
So maybe she doesn't want it to come to light because she's like, I don't actually want to date him.
Yeah.
It's just like a sexy little secret. So maybe honestly, talk to her about that, like why she wants it to be a secret, because it doesn't feel fair to put that on you to sort of maintain this facade of the group.
Yeah.
Like that's, I know that it's icky because it's like, oh my God, it's like thinking about, you know, my parents having sex or whatever, but also like, that's not really fair to you to harbor that. If they want a date, then fucking date.
Then date. But I do get the feeling left out.
Yeah.
Like that totally makes sense to me. And that's how I felt. I was kind of like, it wasn't that I felt left out of the, like, hooking up.
The smooches.
I didn't want to diddle them, but I did feel like I was like, oh, well, you guys are, like, if we all hang out as a three-way. If we all hang out as a three-person group, then, like, after we hang out, you two are going to continue hanging out, and I'm going to go home. And it's like, oh, that sucks.
That's
like,
a bummer.
I want to hang out with you guys as my friends, but that part, like, did make me feel left out. So... validated your feelings there.
Yeah.
But I also think that you can't, like, I would maybe just be like, why does it have to be a secret?
Yeah.
Like, if this is a secret for some real reason, like, you guys should just date.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell your friends to not diddle.
No. But you could pretend to be cool with it until you actually feel cool about it.
I like that. Pretending is the root.
Pretend to be cool.
Pretend to be cool about it.
I love that. I love
it. Cool. I'm cool about it, dude.
I'm so chill. I'm you so guys chill. Fucking diddle.
This is fine with me.
Yeah, you guys want to like make out in front of me? Go for it. Yeah, I don't care. I'll turn around.
In fact, I want to see
it. Oh, my God. I think turning around would be way worse. It's like, hey, guys, hold on.
Put my headphones on.
My roommate actually did that to me in college.
Wait, what does that
mean? I was studying with my headphones on, and she started having sex with
the
guy.
No! Oh!
Right behind me.
No way!
Right behind me.
That's disgusting.
And I was studying for music theory. I was taking it seriously.
Excuse me? I'm learning about treble notes.
I'm learning things.
Wait, they were having sex behind you?
Full on. I like turned around, and it was like a joke. It was like a Muppet. Like the covers were like... I'm trying to make a good sound.
Was this like a dorm or were you on a couch?
No, it was a dorm. It was tiny, tiny room.
What did
so
you
I
do?
Don't recommend. I picked up my shit and I left and I didn't say anything.
You say, you guys are gross.
You guys are gross. Bye.
Bye. That's horrible.
It was horrible.
Ugh.
She ended up not being a great roommate.
No way.
Yeah. Turns out, spoiler alert, she wasn't a great roommate.
She didn't be clean.
No.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I think that unfortunately for you, this is something you got to get through. Yeah. But I think probably pretending to be fine with it until it is fine is a good model.
And just ask her why she wants it a secret. That's why is it a secret?
Yeah, I just don't want her to, like, you know, shut me out and then, like, never talk about it again. Like, I do want to know about your life. It's just weird that I know him, but, like, I want to know, like, if he was any other guy.
Yeah,
the secret feels bad, too, because you guys are all friends and the two of your friends have been keeping a secret from you. Like, it's not even just about the hooking up. If it was like, oh, we experienced this thing and we didn't tell you. Like, that feels gross. So tell her that, you want her to be open with you about this stuff going forward, even if it's weird to hear.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Just like going to smile through it and like hope for the best.
There you go.
There you go, Penny. Penny, thank you so much for calling in. Thank and you have Penny. The absolute best day.
Thank you. I love the show so much. I like listen to it every day I'm at work. I just like have to pretend I'm not laughing at my desk so I don't look like a psychopath.
That's so nice of you. Thank you for listening to the show and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
People love this show.
They really do. Now you're picking it up. I don't know what this show is, but
but here we are.
People do love the show.
This is delightful.
The callers are always very sweet.
This is delightful. I understand.
Really nice. Thank you.
I get it.
I think we got to take one more final call.
Let's do it.
And then we got to end the show. So we're going to take a call here.
Hi, Miles. So I'm newly engaged. Love my boyfriend, fiance.
Oh.
But I might have a secret that could totally end our relationship. And I don't know if I should keep it or keep it to the grave or tell him. Anyways, help. Thanks. Okay,
I must know.
Okay, also, though, when she called, she said, my boyfriend, I mean, I guess fiance. We're going to unpack that.
We're everything. Yeah.
Okay.
How new are we talking? And it has to be the last week. If like.
Yeah.
Except I hated saying fiance.
I liked it because it felt like a birthday every day.
I felt like a brag. I was like, I got something real big coming up.
Yeah, sorry.
Fiance.
I wish there was more words like fiance that meant this is about to happen.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Hello. You called Perfect Person and I'm here to call you back to find out your secret.
Oh my.
And I'm obviously here with Caitlin McGee.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for asking.
Well, we're going to need a fake name for you and it's coming right from Caitlin.
Welder. I ran out of names.
Welder.
I didn't know how many names I would have to
say.
We call her Well for short.
We call her Welder and Well. Welder. Why don't you tell me about your big stinky secret?
Okay. honestly, I did not think you were going to answer or like call back at all. But so I'm newly engaged a few months ago and I've been with my fiance for like almost 3.5 years, 4 years.
Oh,
okay. And we met when I was dating somebody else and we shall call him Butt Wipe. And Butt Wipe and I did not get along and so I met my now fiance because of him and my fiance didn't know that we were still dating. I was still dating Butt Wipe when I met my fiance. And I might have gotten some feelings for my now fiance while I was dating somebody else. And we're very like open about secrets and, you know, talking about like honesty with each other. But I've never told them that when I first started hanging out with him, I was dating but white. And so like we had talked the other day and he was saying how he loves how honest I am and how open I am. Obviously engaged. I never told him this. And I feel like this is either something I should take to my grave or like tell him, but I'm so scared he's gonna like lose trust in me if I tell him that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. You're talking to someone who went through a similar situation on the show Modern Love. Caitlin, give it to me.
Oh, no. He's plugging my accolades. Okay. So overlap is tricky. It's tricky to rehash in the past the overlap.
Because you're like, and by the way, just to so we can redo the math there. Yeah. On
so I am honest, but there's this little thing.
Looks like I made a little quirky mistake.
Whoopsies. So first of all, if it's the beginning of a relationship, mm-hmm. it's not cheating. It's just overlap.
Well, and you were dating, you had a boyfriend and it was butt wipe.
Yes. Yeah.
So your fiance was the other.
And let's call your current fiance. Okay. If butt wipe's the bad, then what's the good wipe?
Wet wipe.
So butt wipe, you were dating butt wipe and then you meet wet wipe.
Yeah.
You start sort of talking to wet wipe. And you're kind of hanging out. Now, is there, and I want you to be honest about this, Welder, is there canoodling mm-hmm. happening with Wet Wipe when you're still dating Butt Wipe?
Well, kind of, a little bit, not too much. Like we definitely like held hands.
I thought you were about to be there was definitely hand
definitely
stuff.
Hand stuff. I was like, holding hands.
Who cares?
That's like, fine.
I'll hold hands with my barista.
I'll hold hands with the woman who's checking me out at Trader Joe's. Yeah,
exactly.
I have more sexual chemistry with her than you do with butt wipe.
Here's the thing. He asked when we were first dating, because he obviously knew, because we had met like 6 months prior to like briefly, and he knew I was dating butt wipe. And so he asked like, oh, are you still seeing him? And I said, no, like, I was like, nope, we're broken up. Like we're not together. We were never, we've been done for like 3 months, but that obviously wasn't true. It's like, the second I met my fiance, I knew like, oh, this is the love of my life. And, and it was just like this, like, it was like literally like 7 days.
Oh, 7 days before you ended it with butt wipe.
So you started seeing wet wipe and then 7 days afterwards you broke up with butt wipe.
This is nothing.
This
babe.
Is fine.
This is fine.
This is going to be fine. Now,
I do think you should tell him.
Yeah, I do think you got to be telling
him. Just play him this episode casually.
Just play him this episode.
Be like, that's weird. What do you think of that situation?
Is that you?
Is that what?
But I do. Yeah, you got to tell because I think the truth will hashtag set you free.
Set you free.
And even if it's like, okay, like, do you really think that he would be so hurt that like the engagement's off?
It was 4.5 years ago, right?
Yeah, there's no way.
That's what I think, but then I'm like, honesty is best policy, you know? But then I'm like, well, what if I tell him? And it's obviously a secret that I've been holding in for like 4 years at this point. And then he's like, well, what else have you been hiding? That's like my biggest fear is like, them being like, oh, if you hid this big secret from me, what else are you hiding? And I'm like, nothing, but it is something. Yeah, I'm just a little afraid.
What? I mean, well, here's my question for you. What else are you hiding?
Yeah. Where are the bodies buried, nothing. Welder?
Where are the bodies in your closet? And have you not talked to Butt Wipe since the 7 days after you break up?
Yeah.
And then you start hanging out with Wet Wipe. Is Butt Wipe out of the picture completely?
See, I did not speak to him. Like, and we were on a very bumpy road. Like, almost every month I was like, I can't do this. And then Butt Wipe would be like, no, I promise I'm going to get better. And so we were like already on the verge of like, you know, ending it. But he was like out on like a work trip. So I didn't like get the opportunity to like break up with him. And that's like, we didn't even talk during those 7 days.
Fine. Yeah. Whoa. We lost. It's everything's okay.
Sorry,
we
I had to kick the lights on. Viewers of the show know that. And also I realized as I kicked the lights on, my fly has been undone this whole time. But
your legs were tightly crossed.
Tightly
though,
crossed.
So everything's fine.
No one's going to see my penis. Okay. But here's the thing. Wet wipe.
Yeah.
He was gone on a trip, work style.
Wait, no, Butt Wipe.
Butt Wipe was gone on a work trip.
Yes.
The whole time you were hanging out with Wet Wipe in the interim, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. This is fine.
I think, honestly, the fact that you were in really rocky road, you could have been up or down at that time. Mm-hmm. So I would just be honest with him and just be like, at the time, you know, we were on the outs, so I thought it was sort of a harmless thing to say.
Yeah.
And now, given all this time, it's been like haunting me, and I don't want to go into marriage holding on to baggage.
I think that's the right move. And also, it sounds like you could have, like, he'll never know this.
Yeah.
But you could be like, look, emotionally, I was like planning to break up with him, and then I met you, but I want to be clear about that I was dating him for a week, and then don't hate me. Also, how many dates did you go? You went on a first date or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was like not even like a first date. Like, we were at a friend's cabin, and I had like gone off without my ex, but current boyfriend at the time, but wife. And cause he was on a work trip. So yeah, it was like at a friend's cabin, and we met up and we like talked all night, and like, we just like held hands. And then I knew immediately, like, oh yeah, this is love of my life. And then like waited. I did wait a little bit, but there is like, we were like texting and like calling each other during those 6-7 days.
Okay. But there wasn't like physical overlap besides the handhold.
No, no, as innocent as that sounds. But like in my heart, I'm like, oh my God, that just seems so big now.
Oh, this is, you're very sweet for worrying about this, but it's not a problem.
I think it's okay. I think it's really done way worse. I can speak for myself.
Kayla's done way worse.
Way worse. This is fine.
Let me just tell you. But I think that, yeah, you're totally fine. I do think you should tell him, because especially if it's weighing on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how anyone can keep a secret from their partner. Ever.
Never.
It causes me so much anxiety.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
check out this pimple on my butt. What is it? Like,
yeah, exactly.
We gotta be open.
I don't want to keep a secret from you.
Yeah, I want you to know about this pimple on my ass.
But I'm also that way with friends. Like, I just am like, if something's present, I need to address it.
Yeah.
I just need to be able to talk about it. And I think that it will make you feel better, especially because in my mind, it's charming that you think this is a big deal, because it's not.
It's very sweet. 7 days, and it's the fact that you knew right away. That's so sweet. But this isn't Love Island. You know what I mean?
Like,
babes. It's fine. Some overlap.
Oh, a little overlap's fine,
it's
babes.
It's fine, babes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well then, like, would you suggest, maybe I'm like doing a double thing here with Miles, but like, how would you suggest telling him, like being like, hey, remember the other night? Or like, do I wait for him to bring it up?
I would draw a timeline of events.
Yeah.
Because I think that, to me,
make a PowerPoint.
And I would make a little PowerPoint and say, I need to present this to you. This is totally crazy. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, but I find that visually, I'm a visual learner. This is the best way to do it.
Yep.
Order of operations. Kucha. Next slide.
Pow.
I'm dating butt wipe. Okay. And then you go like, have the graph for that.
Yeah.
Lay it out visually. Make it fun.
Yeah.
It's not a grave thing to tell him at all, but I want you to just be like, this was weighing on my conscience, and I was worried that you, like, we weren't on the same page, you knowing about this. I didn't do anything, but it's this. And then present it that way, and present it with your heart open.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to reveal something like this, because it's really, you really didn't do anything wrong.
It's just because it's been stewing feels bigger.
Yeah. It feels big, and it's your love of your life. You're worried that you've done something terrible, but you really have not. I would just go into it with an open heart and voice that it's like, I've been worrying about this, and maybe I shouldn't, but I was, and I love you, and this is it, you know?
Okay, okay. Or maybe I could just like show him this episode and then be like, do you recognize that voice?
There you go.
Hey, use the episode. Use us.
Because truly, it's not that big of a deal. So, Wet Wipe, if you're listening, cool your jets.
Cool. Hey, Wet
Wipe. Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Woman of your dreams.
The woman of your dreams. And we'd love to facilitate the wedding.
Yes,
on this podcast. I now pronounce you married.
Married to Wipe.
Oh my gosh,
you may now wipe the bride.
You may now wipe the bride. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And thanks for listening to the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is so amazing. I like listen to your show like every single week. I know everyone says that, but yeah, I even like first time ever Patreon. I've never done it for anybody else, but I did it for you.
Thank you.
A 30-hour car drive coming up, so all for you.
Thank you very, very much for listening and being part of the Patreon. I really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, well, thank you. Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was so wholesome.
Really wholesome.
Seven days in a handhold?
I know. I thought it was going to be 7 days and a hand job. And I was like,
she was like, I gave him a hand job in the back of the car. And then
and
we
I was
going to
still be like,
engaged.
It's fine.
And
I was
like,
still
fine,
be like,
whatever. It's just hand stuff.
Ever. It's just
no
hand
mouth.
Stuff. Especially because he was gone.
Yeah.
Butt wipe was gone on a trip.
So like, you want to do it in person because that's kinder to
right.
do.
So you're broken up though.
Yeah.
Work trip and you meet the new love.
Bye.
You guys are already
you're
broken.
You're fine. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
Well, Caitlin, we only have time for one final segment.
Okay.
And it's a segment we like to call Get Real. This is a segment where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves. Caitlin, thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's obviously been perfect.
Yeah.
You've been wonderful. It's a joy to have you in my life, as well as my wife's life. She loves you very much. Now, we're obviously both newer parents.
Yes.
What is something that you feel, if your previous life before you had a child was this, and your current life is this, what is something that you feel like having a child has added to the previous life of like your current experience? Not time you're spending with your child, but like time when you're out working or time when you're with your friends. What is something that you feel like you've gleaned that applies to the rest of your life outside of parenthood?
I think that knowing that she is a reflection of me and that people will say like, oh, you know, look so much like your mother. You have this quality. It's forced me to be kinder to myself.
Oh, wow.
In a very big way, because she's going to hear like, you look like your mom or you laugh like your mom or whatever. And if I openly criticize parts of myself that might be reflected in her, then I'm inadvertently criticizing her. And she's my favorite thing I've ever done in my whole life. So it's forced me to be a lot nicer to myself. That music is fantastic. I'm having flashbacks of, I don't even know.
What?
A white light.
You're dying.
Yeah, I'm dying. This is your life.
That's very, very sweet. No, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I haven't even really necessarily thought about it like that, but I think that's a really beautiful way to put it. That like, I do sort of see him as like, oh, I'm excited to give you elements from my childhood that I experienced and like share things from my life that I loved so that you'll love them.
Yeah.
But it is also cool. It's so cool to me that he's like his own guy.
Yeah.
Like that's like really interesting to me and his opinions on certain things. Like, I really like this. I think it's funny when you do this, whatever. That like, as that starts to develop, it's really cool because it is obviously at first they are such a like amoeba attached to you that just needs you for everything. And so to me, the part that's been crazy is like, I feel like I'm looking at the things I like about myself that I'd like to pass on to him and the interest that I have that I'd like to re-experience with him. And it's made me want to be a more interesting person.
Yeah, same.
And, you know, and be like, all right, what was I interested in middle school? Like comic books. Okay, let me read some of the old comic books that I loved as a kid because that brings me joy and makes me feel, you know, younger and whatever.
But I think reliving your childhood with your kid is a fun way to be a parent. It doesn't feel like a burden like some people think that it is. And I really love seeing her just become a person. It's wild to see a human become a human from scratch.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy.
It's so cool.
Thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me. Deep. I love that we were talking about hand jobs and then we moved on to the beauty is a hard pivot.
Meaning of life.
Meaning of life.
You're obviously wonderful. I'm very grateful for you. And what do you have going on recently that you'd like to promote or plug so people can check out more of your stuff?
I do nothing, but parent my
excuse
child. No,
you.
I'm just kidding. Excuse
you.
Excuse you.
Yeah.
I have nothing to plug, honestly. People can watch. I'm not even kidding. You can watch the Monk movie if you want.
Watch the Monk movie.
Your parents will enjoy it.
Yeah, okay, please.
Yeah, on Peacock.
It's very wonderful. Check it out on Peacock. And where can people follow you in case they want it more, Caitlin?
Oh, yeah. My middle schoolers, when I was a teacher, made up my Instagram handle, so it makes no sense. It's Cullen McCree.
Colin McCree?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. I never post, so enjoy my content.
Get in there. Get in there and wait, Mickey B.
Get in there and wait.
Because when the posts happen, they're going to be huge.
They're
going to
be juicy.
Global. Caitlin, thanks for doing the show. And if you're out there and you're wondering, how can I be more perfect? I have a problem that's so big that it's even bigger than the world. Then just remember that no matter who you are or where you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.